Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, December 3rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, A&M Commerce Economics Professor Dr. Dale Funderburk. Birthdays, Ozzy Osbourne is 65 today.
What music are you listening to now? Do you listen to new music?
I don't really listen to new music. If something catches my ear, I don't listen to new metal bands. I don't listen to go, give me the top 10 of the new metal bands. Because one of the dangers of that is if I start to like it, if something gets in my head, it'll come out my mouth, you know.
So are you listening to a lot of Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber?
Who the f*** is Justin Bieber?
Good. I like that answer. That's perfect.
Actresses Julianne Moore and Daryl Hannah, both 53 today. Actor Brendan Fraser is 45. On this day in history, on December 3rd, 1947, the play A Streetcar Named Desire opened on Broadway.
Hey, Stella! Hey, Stella! Hey, Stella!
Marlon Brando performed the role of Stanley Kowalski in the Broadway play, as well as in the movie 4 years later. In 1967, South African surgeon Dr. Christian Barnard performs the first human heart transplant.
This is a procedure that's done on patients in which we can do nothing else for. And if we accept it as a palliative procedure, not a curative procedure, then I think that we've done extremely well. And from here, we will build up, solve some of the problems, and develop new means of treatment until such an extent that it will be a curative procedure.
Number one on the charts in 1941, the great Glenn Miller with Chattanooga Choo Choo.
There's gonna be a certain party at the station.
Satin and lace.
I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her that I'll never roam.
Chattanooga choo-choo,
won't you choo-choo me home?
Chattanooga, Chattanooga,
get aboard.
Chattanooga, Chattanooga.
On the KETR events calendar, coming up Thursday, the annual Commerce Christmas Parade, sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. The theme is a totally 80s Christmas. The lineup and judging is at 6 p.m. at Farmers Market, and the parade begins at 7 p.m. and will follow the same route as last year, Bonham to Bodark to Live Oak, to Washington, to Main Street. No entry form is necessary. For more information, see commerce-chamber.com. The Commerce Christmas Parade lining up at 6, stepping off at 7 Thursday night. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Dale Funderburk, professor of economics and the interim dean of the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dale visits with us from time to time on the economy. And Dale, in recent days, we've seen the Dow Jones average go over 16,000, the NASDAQ hitting an all-time record at 4,000. So things looking great, huh?
Well, they sound great. I might throw in a word of caution, however.
Right. Well, I think that's I would not presume to give advice or to make my opinion mean anything. But I mean, it does seem to me that that caution is still warranted here.
It really is. When you look at that, that's the landmark of the 16,000 there. It went from 15,000 to 16,000 in only about 6 months. Mm-hmm. Now, the previous one, going from 14,000 to 15,000, took about 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that suggests it's been zooming upward.
Well, the term we hear used a lot these days is bubble. And nobody likes to hear that word, and nobody wants to think this is a bubble, but could this be a bubble?
One of the things you hear that term used more and more often, and of course a bubble is simply a case where the price is not sustainable by the underlying fundamentals there, that and its earnings, that's the key to that. And I think more and more analysts think we're kind of outpacing earnings.
So that what we're seeing in terms of results doesn't seem to be matching up with what we're really seeing
on the ground, so to speak, in the economy.
That would certainly be my assessment, yes.
Right. So what's driving this? You talk about how fast this run-up has been. What's behind it?
Federal Reserve would be my answer to that. And the sense in which this is the case is that the Fed, for several years now, has been pouring in money. And when I say pouring in money, I mean buckets and buckets. And their new chair, Janet Yellen, has signaled, we're going to keep it up.
This is the quantitative easing that we hear about from time to time. I never heard that term until just the past year or so, I don't believe. But you hear that tossed around, and they call it, even refer to it now as QE, you know, abbreviated as QE. But this is what people call colloquial terms, ginning up the printing press, isn't it?
Yeah, it is rolling the printing press. And an interesting thing on this is for many years when the Fed was going to pump up the economy, they'd talk about lowering the Fed funds rate. But when they kept lowering it and lowering it till you get to about zero, you can't lower it anymore, so you need a new term. And so that's why a few years ago they invented this term of the quantitative easing.
And, of course, that's being done, the quantitative easing, the adding cash into the money supplies being done to give a boost to the economy.
It is that we've pumped in money like mad. It hasn't shown up by having a great deal of additional output, certainly not a great deal of additional employment there. So what do you do with the money? You put it in stocks.
Mm-hmm. So the money is going into the stock market as opposed to maybe new equipment and things that would be more substantial within the economy.
Right. And so when you hear the thing again of the jobless recovery, it's that added money that's been coming in, it hasn't stimulated employment or job growth there. It's simply been poured into financial assets.
Now, some people might say you and I are being unnecessarily pessimistic here. We're being a little gloomy about the economy or the stock market or both together. So is there anything to that?
Well, I would tend to disagree on this in that, one, stock prices have a long, long, long history. If they go up, they come down. And when you see a rapid run like we have, it's, I won't say inevitable, but pretty close to inevitable that it's going to back off in a time. Mm-hmm. And so I don't tend to be gloomy on that, but I do think that if a person thinks right now, gee, everything looks great, I'm going to jump in with all four and put a lot of money into the market, I don't think that's a wise move.
Mm-hmm. So if you're in and have been in for a long time, kind of stay put and hope that it continues, but make no sudden moves, I suppose, would be the best advice.
Yeah, a person who's been in there, who was there when it was 12,000 or 13,000, even if there's a fallback, if they're where they can stay in there, it'll come back. History shows that pretty clearly. On the other hand, if you're 6 months from retirement or something, you may not have time for it to come back.
If you're getting very, very close indeed to that time when you're going to step out of the job market.
Yes.
Well, Dale Funderburk, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I've enjoyed it.
Dale is the professor of economics, or a professor of economics, and the interim dean of the College of Business and Entrepreneurship at A&M Commerce. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.